The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by Katrina Ryan, consultant dermatologist with the Institute of Dermatology. Katrina, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat.
So many questions. Once we mention that you're coming on, the questions flood in. So let's get straight into them. Will liquid nitrogen at the doctor's remove skin blemishes and age spots? That's from Tom.
Yeah, yes, it will. I call it liquid, my can of liquid nitrogen, my weapon of mass destruction. So we use it for lots of things. You know, a lot of people will have had it in the past themselves for freezing off warts. And we can use it for skin tags. The thing that's important for my practice is freezing little precancers. So little scaly growths people get. They're the very beginnings of when somebody starts to get a skin cancer. And if you get it early, that's great. I would be careful when you're doing it for brown spots, because and you want to make sure it's a dermatologist or a GP who's very good at dermatology if they're freezing off brown spots, because you want to make sure they're not inadvertently freezing a melanoma and hiding the top of the melanoma. So if it's anything brown, it has to be somebody who's good at dermatology.
Broken capillaries under the skin look like bruising around my feet and legs. I'm a 50-year-old male. Any help?
So this 50-year-old male probably has a little bit of venous reflux, so varicose veins in the legs, and that often causes little broken capillaries, swelling, and a brawny discoloration to the legs, if that is it. The most important thing, and you know, the best sort of practical thing you can do for this is use compression stockings, unless you have any peripheral vascular disease. So compression stockings to stop that from getting worse. Put your legs up in the evening. If you're sitting at the, you know, watching TV, put them on the stool. That can help prevent it getting worse. To get rid of the actual little tiny broken veins, it typically takes a laser. We've got an XLV that helps with that in our clinic. Or if they're thicker veins, injecting into the veins with something called sclerotherapy. And that's a vascular surgeon who does that.
How can you tell the difference between a rosacea rash and the lupus rash, the malar rash?
Well, I think to start with, no patient or non-medic should be trying to do this by themselves. There are subtle differences. Lupus rash, both are UV induced as well, so it's hard to tell from that. But the lupus rash typically is more scaly. It can be, it's more perifollicular, which means around the hair follicles. It really definitely takes a dermatologist to be able to tell the two apart, and often we need to do a biopsy.
And is the treatment therefore very different?
Very different.
I have terrible psoriasis in my ears and I think in my nasal passage. Had it very bad on my scalp at one stage where it was peeling daily. My psoriasis seems to be coming back and I'm literally petrified because it was horrific. My eyebrows, ears and nose are in an awful state of late. Any suggestions?
You know, this is so common this time of year. Psoriasis gets much worse in the winter, gets worse at times of stress, and gets worse if you've been run down. So if you've had a cold or a flu, it flares terribly. The first thing I'll say to this patient is do not pick your ears. People love to go picking the scales in their ears with cotton buds and other things like that. Psoriasis has something called the Koebner phenomenon. So if you traumatise the skin in any way, you know, with the surgery, with scratching, rubbing, anything else like that, it grows. It's like throwing fuel on the fire. So don't try and scrape out the scales of your scalp or exfoliate anything. And then typically it's just very mild steroid ointments that help with this. And they make a big difference. So go to your GP, or if you're already with a dermatologist, mention it to them. And it is important to get rid of those scales in your ears, because we have found, we did a study in the States looking at hearing in people with psoriasis, and actually all those scales falling down the ear tube can actually cause a type of conduction deafness, because they compact down there, so you're not hearing the same way. So do take care of it.
I suffer from, I don't know what this is, lichen planus or lichen planus of the scalp. Luckily I don't have hair loss, but as a result, and despite using scalp applications, steroidal shampoos, it's a constant in my life. Any suggestions for a treatment that could help?
Yeah, that we have lots of great treatments for lichen planus in the scalp is usually called lichen planopilaris. And it can be scarring. So it's really, and scarring means that if it attacks the hair follicle, that hair follicle can never grow back again. So you get little bald patches within the hair. So important, you have to be with a medic for this. You need to be with a dermatologist if you have lichen planopilaris. It's typically topically, we use topical steroids, scalp applications. And then we use medications like Plaquenil, sometimes antibiotics, to calm down that inflammation so that scarring process doesn't march on. So absolutely, if it's active, you need to be under the care of a dermatologist.
Can you ask Dr. Ryan, what can I do to avoid redness? I have mild rosacea in the evening when I come in. There was a product mentioned once. It was Rosex Gel, as I've tried it. Does added SPF actually help too in products? I have tried Rosatrine with added SPF 30, but I still felt a bit of redness during the day.
Okay, so I think that the most important thing for all of you out there with rosacea is making sure you're very gentle with your skin, and gentle cleansers and moisturizers that can contain ceramides. The key thing is a sunblock every day, and make sure it's a zinc one. The chemical sunblocks, and they're the ones that are commercially available a lot of the time, can actually antagonize the skin. They have to make a chemical reaction with your skin in order to work. So I always opt for zinc sunblocks. Elta MD is my favorite by far. We get it in from the States because it's the best for people with rosacea. When it comes to the redness, if it's just bland redness and flushing, Rosex, Soolantra, those sort of prescription creams don't make a difference. We use them for the inflammatory bits. So when people have the bumps with rosacea, when they have little pimples with rosacea, when it comes to the redness, it's avoiding your triggers. And well, some of them are unavoidable, but you'll notice if you go from hot to cold very quickly or cold to hot, emotions, we can't really do anything about our emotions. If people are upset or stressed, they can get redder. But I think knowing that certain foods may trigger for you, spicy foods, hot drinks, alcohol will trigger the flushing or the redness. I don't mean you can't do any of those things, but you just know what's caused your redness.
My 11-year-old son has halos on his back, torso and forehead. How are they treated?
Now, I think by halos here, the person means halo nevi, or these are moles that have a white rim around them, and they're not treated. It's our immune system sometimes triggering an action against the melanin within your mole, or the melanocytes within your mole. If this happens in an adult, it is important to go and see a GP or a dermatologist, because it could be a sign that there's something wrong with your mole or another mole in your body. It can often happen in people who have vitiligo as well, so a tendency towards an autoimmune destruction of their pigment cells. But if it's in a young child, it's usually not an issue.
I'm a type 2 diabetic. I have a massive itch on my abdomen injection site. I've had it for months. What should I do?
Now, I would say what's happened here is there was an itch that somebody scratched or rubbed and kept rubbing and kept scratching. And what you do then is you cause a thickening up of the skin, and often more nerve fibers, which are chunking out more nerve, itch chemical. And typically you'll need a little bit of a topical steroid just to calm that process down and sort of break the cycle, because it's an itch, scratch, itch cycle.
Best way to remove a small skin tag on a teen's neck?
Freezing, the liquid nitrogen we talked about earlier. Yeah,
and that's very straightforward and very easy to do. Is there any off-the-shelf cream that works on acne scarring for my son who's age 19? That's from Ruth in Kildare.
You know, the simple answer here is no. People spend a whole load of money on bio oils and different things like that. The only product we've seen to improve collagen, a little bit, is topical retinoids. So Retin-A, which is prescription, or retinols. But it's a very modest effect, Pat. Really, if someone has acne scarring, they need laser, and typically CO2 laser, and there's downtime, but it is worth it in the long run.
A related question, can you talk about retinal, retinoids, Retin-A? I'm totally confused.
I think everybody is. I'm asked this all the time. So retinoids is just the name of the family, and that's the vitamin A derivatives. And there's different formulations of that. The one that we know that comes in prescription is tretinoin. The old brand for that was Retin-A. And that needs to be prescribed by a doctor. I suppose the next level lower than that we can get over the counter, although from December 2024, retinols of more than 0.3% can't be made available. But the retinol is an over-the-counter version of vitamin A. And then lower than that is retinol palmitate. And that's a much weaker strength one. And you'll get that in over-the-counter as well.
Now, this is something I don't know what it is. Can the lip flip help with braces?
We've had this question as well through our social media platforms. So the lip flip, Pat, I love a lip flip myself, is using a tiny bit of Botox in the upper lip margin. And it helps to relax the muscles above the lip. A lot of women will get it because they get those etch lines. They, like, you know, the people call them smoker's lines, yeah. But you don't have to be a smoker to get them. It's a really genetic thing in women, or barcode lines. And they do it to soften those muscles that are causing the pull on that.
So you're basically putting Botox into what you'd call the moustache area.
Yeah, just at the actual border of the lip. But what it does is it helps relax those lines, but it also everts the lip. So you have more of a poofy lip with no lip filler. So you're not putting anything, you don't have a pumped up looking lip. I'm not a fan of lip fillers. I think I've told you that before. But this is a lovely, subtle way of doing it. But the question here is, because you're bringing it, everting the lip or making it, pulling it away from the teeth a little bit, will it help with braces? To be honest, I don't think it'll make all that much of a difference.
Mm. I mean, it'll show your braces more, one presumes. So if you're trying to hide them, it's not going to help with that. But if the braces are annoying you...
If they're annoying you, it's pulling it up a little bit, so yes. But you're right, it would show a little bit more of them. Mm.
My son is currently working as a barman and is experiencing a persistent rash on his wrist and into his hands. He's tried hydrocortisone cream for a few days and a barrier cream, but it doesn't seem to be working completely. Any advice would be much appreciated. That's from Lisa.
Yeah, so Lisa's son is probably washing his hands the whole time in at the bar. And he's caused an irritant, well, this is what I'm presuming, obviously. He's caused an irritant contact dermatitis. We see that see this all the time in people who work in hospitals and in new moms. And the big thing is trying to use a soap substitute instead of those harsh soaps that you'll often find in work. Aqueous cream is one of my favourites. It's cheap as chips. And then always moisturising your hands afterwards. And that can be tough if you're in at a bar. You don't want slippy, greasy hands, or if you're on your computer or whatever else. So using ones that are designed for the hands. La Roche-Posay do a lovely Cicaplast one. There's Neutrogena Norwegian hand formula. This guy will probably need a stronger topical steroid than hydrocortisone. That's very weak, to try and clear it up. But the big thing is trying to prevent it coming back again. And that is using moisturizer, moisturizer, moisturizer. This time of year, everyone's hands are so much drier with the central heating inside, the dry cold outside. All of your skin gets drier.
Masseter Botox. I don't know what it is. For the jaw. I'd like to know more.
We do a lot of this, actually. So this is for grinding. So when people are grinding and they need teeth guards and they're sort of grinding down their teeth or even cracking their teeth, Botox, this is a medical indication for Botox, and it can make a huge difference because you're relaxing the muscles here, the chewing muscles, so you stop the grinding at nighttime. You know, the night guard isn't stopping you from grinding. It's just stopping the grinding from damaging your teeth. With Botox, you're not grinding anymore. So you don't have, a lot of people will have a sort of tension headache in the morning. Or actually, it's funny, we'll actually do it for other reasons. When you treat someone's masseters, a lot of people who've been grinding have a squared off face. It can be masculinizing. So you're doing it for aesthetic reasons to sort of slim their lower face. But they'll come back in and they go, oh my God, Katrina, I didn't realize, you know, I had tension in my head. I feel like a new person since I've started doing it. So it's funny, sometimes you don't know what you've become accustomed to.
Is there anything I can use or take to get rid of bags under the eyes and dark circles? A million remedies on Instagram, but what is real?
OK, well, these are two different problems. Bags, you know, really loose skin under the eyes. It's typically surgery, Pat. And, you know, people will promise you all sorts of things, you know, to try and get rid of your bags. But if you have lots of excess skin, and it's often a genetic thing, your mum or dad had the same thing, it may be time to go and see an oculoplastic surgeon. I've never had a patient regret doing that. When it's just a little bit of crappy skin, we've brilliant treatments, you know, crappy sort of wrinkly skin or dark circles underneath there. The skin under our eyes, the collagen breaks down much quicker there. It's much thinner skin and more sensitive skin. So using things to improve the collagen production there, we do, we inject polynucleotides there, fill our polynucleotides in our cosmetic suite, and patients are absolutely over the moon with it. CO2 laser makes a huge difference to tighten the skin around here and improve the collagen. When you improve the thickness and the collagen within the skin, it's not as translucent anymore, so you're not seeing those dark circles. The dark circles isn't dark skin, actually. It's the vascular bed underneath it reflecting through the skin and looking dark. there are some creams that makes a little difference by hydrating the skin a little bit, but I think it's something so many women spend so much money on eye creams, and a lot of the time it's money down the loo.
I've been on antibiotics recently. How long should I wait before starting a course of red light therapy on my face? I hear that the treatment could react with some medications.
Red light. Now, if the red light, I'm not sure if this patient is on antibiotics for just something normal, or are they talking about acne? If they're talking about having taking antibiotics for just a chest infection, if they're off the antibiotics, they can absolutely go ahead with the red therapy. If they're talking about antibiotics for their acne, actually, again, they can go ahead with the red therapy.
This one, I have a few red marks, one or two of them textured on my legs. They're very old scars from spots I got from hair removal. Is there anything I can do at home or in a clinic to remove or reduce them?
So if they're textured, that sounds like they're scars, which is very concerning. If someone had at hair removal, this shouldn't happen. Unless the person had problems with, and actually, I'd say actually thinking about it, it's probably more this. Some people who have ingrown hairs can make little red bumps afterwards. If they are little scars, steroid injections are usually the best bet for that. And then for the red areas left behind, vascular lasers make a huge difference. Then the XLV Plus suite or M22 can make a big difference to the red marks if you're trying to get rid of the colour.
And a final one, is there any laser treatment for those barcode lines over the lip or crow's feet that you were talking about?
Yeah, CO2 laser, the Secret Pro that we use in our clinic. It combines CO2 and radio frequency microneedling. If you're trying to get rid of the barcode lines, you really need a really aggressive laser because they're deep.
All right. Dr. Katrina Ryan, consultant dermatologist with the Institute of Dermatology. We could be here all day. So many questions coming in, but thank you very much.
Thanks, Pat.
For joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.